The review article titled "The Search for a Blood-Based Biomarker for Myalgic Encephalomyelitis Chronic Fatigue Syndrome, MECFS, from Biochemistry to Electrophysiology," was authored by Clark and Kingdom et al. From the United Arab Emirates University in the UAE and was published in the Journal of Translational Medicine on the 4th February, 2025. There is an urgent need to research a reliable blood-based biomarker that could enable early detection of MECFS, guide treatment, and track disease progression. Researchers in this study focused on common blood-based pathological changes in MECFS as potential biomarkers, including those linked to mitochondrial dysfunction, the kininurin pathway, the attacinate shunt, metabolomic and biochemical alterations, and immune signaling proteins, all of which are thought to be disrupted in MECFS and are explored further as follows. There is considerable evidence of mitochondrial dysfunction and oxidative stress in MECFS, although findings have been inconsistent across studies. Some studies found reduced ATP production and oxidative phosphorylation in immune cells, while others did not. The diagnostic reliability of the ATP profile test, a commercially available laboratory test designed to measure mitochondrial function in neutrophils in patients with fatigue, remains uncertain, and studies using protein expression and metabolomics lacked specificity due to overlap with other diseases. The kininurin pathway is responsible for tryptophan metabolism. It is thought that this pathway may contribute to MECFS through a reduction in nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide, which is an important source of cellular energy. The indolamine 2,3-dioxygenase metabolic trap hypothesis suggested that there may be a genetic block in tryptophan conversion in MECFS. However, the results of these studies have been inconsistent and require further validation. In the presence of pathogens, the arachidonate pathway downregulates ATP production to reduce the ability of pathogens to access cellular energy for their own survival. The attacinate shunt hypothesis proposes that this mechanism doesn't turn off in MECFS, resulting in ongoing impaired cellular energy production. The hypothesis suggests that the pathway remains activated only in specific cell types, such as macrophages, monocytes, and muscle cells. Metabolomic analysis using nuclear magnetic resonance and mass spectrometry identified MECFS disease-specific metabolites, but their costly and complex nature limited clinical use. In contrast, Raman spectroscopy, a low-cost and rapid technique, demonstrated 91% diagnostic accuracy, although further validation is required. Cytokines and chemokines, immune signaling proteins with altered profiles in MECFS patients, have also been investigated as potential biomarkers. However, results have varied significantly between studies. Differences in laboratory methods and disease variability have limited their value as reliable diagnostic biomarkers. Electrophysiological dysfunction, particularly abnormalities in acetylcholine receptors and transient receptor potential channels, is emerging as a potential biomarker, offering further diagnostic leads. The authors highlight the promise of various potential biomarkers, noting their specificity and reproducibility. While no single method has yet been successful, a multimodal approach may enhance sensitivity and specificity. The authors suggest that findings could be extrapolated to focus on refining techniques to ensure the development of reliable, accessible biomarkers for MECFS.